Okay, let me just tell you guys that I think the biggest problem we have as a country is whenever there's a problem, we build protective walls. Oh my God, Indonesian songs are coming in. Shoo them out of the country, not realizing that and Indonesians are listening and go like, what, you're shooing us out of your country? Let's shoo them out of our country. Imagine you lost 200 million people, right?
Beyonce's butt is dangerous.
Yeah.
Get her out.
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah, the MIM thing is another word. But the thing is, instead of building walls, we should build infra, right? So that our people, young people, can fight with the best of them. Instead of building walls, because then you're just fighting amongst yourself, jago kampung, jago bilik air lah, you know what I mean? You're not going to go anywhere. You just become...
Point at me when you say that.
Sorry. The wall. I'm pointing at the wall. Similar. But yeah. The other thing I have a problem is, and this is going to be hard to explain, right? Is the insistence of advertisements to be shown in Malaysia to be locally made. Now you're going to go like, oh my God, Izam says, what? Opening up to the overseas advertisements, what's going to happen to our creative people? Let me tell you. You know why we can't afford a lot of money to spend on talk shows and sitcoms and do more indie shows, you know, not just have the occasional shows we have every year? Because really there's not enough money in advertising that comes to support. You know why? Because guys like Tag Heuer, Adidas, Levi's have advertisements done for them from all over the world, done by London branch or the Hong Kong branch, beautiful advertisements. They can't show it in Malaysia because of this ruling, right? Now, the problem is these guys have the most amount of money. They can't afford to make a new advertising here because the advertising agency guys are very, very high. The costs are very high. So then they don't take their money from TV. They spend it in, let's say, newspapers. Malaysia has 65% of our advertising spend in newspapers, highest in the world. Mainly because they don't have anywhere to spend. So I can't spend on TV. I can't spend on TV. I just sponsor the shoes for Anugerah Jarola Gula. Then no money, right? Money goes into newspapers. Newspapers are very, very happy. That's fine. So the money that don't spend on TV, right, was the money that was supposed to be for them. And I say, if I got this, let's say, 200 million, which I estimated, I could have just pumped into so many shows. Because I don't have that, because they're saving... Made in Malaysia, save the Malaysian advertisers. Guess who the Malaysian advertisers are? Mostly foreign owned. So Malaysian, save Malaysian advertisers actually is saving foreign people, about 6 or 7 of them only, right, from losing their jobs, while 200 production houses suffer. So can you think about it? Again, symptoms. We are in trouble. Put up walls. Don't build the infra. So my thing is, don't put up walls, build wings for everybody to fly.